It is dark, dark 7 a.m. on Christmas Eve Eve. Snow flurries fall in the city. Actors walking home from a cast party on Broad Street try to catch them on their tongues. The ingenue lands a flake on her hot cheek and erupts into a fit of laughter. In Fishtown, a nightmare trembles through the nose and paws of a dog snoozing under construction flats. The Rittenhouse Square fountain switches to life with a pronouncement of water, while Curtis Hall musicians, late for final rehearsal, arpeggiate through the park. The flurries somersault, reconsider, double back. The Ninth Street alleys bear witness as they softly change their minds. Mrs. Rose Santiago, shawl knotted beneath her chin, uses a broom to convince them away from her stoop. They refuse to land. She sweeps uselessly at the air. In her room, at the prow of her father's apartment, Madeline Altamari practices the shimmy. Shoulders, shoulders, shoulders. In front of the mirror, so she can judge herself, face sharp with focus. It is the world's most serious shimmy. After 30 seconds, a flamingo-shaped timer trills and hops on its plastic legs. Madeline stops shimmying and rejoins a menthol 100, dozing in an ashtray on her vanity. She exhales. Again. On the record player, Blossom Deary says she's alive, she's awake, she's aware. Shoulders, shoulders, shoulders. After 30 seconds, the timer trills again. Madeline frowns at herself in the mirror. Terrible. On a list by the ashtray, she marks 1 minute next to the shimmy, followed by a pert C-. She drags on the cigarette. The other categories, singing, scales, guitar, are unmarked. Madeline is 2 days away from being 10. She wears a clothespin on her nose and the uniform for St. Anthony of the Immaculate Heart. A maroon sweater over a gray jumper, over a gold shirt, over a training bra with lemon-colored stitching, thick maroon tights. She is number 3 in fifth grade height ordered lineups, behind Maisie, whose spine is shaped like a question mark, and Susan, the daughter of ballerinas. She read somewhere a clothespin worn religiously will shrink her unignorable nose. She thinks the occasional glimmers she can see through her window are snow flurries. She has trouble spelling the word rhythm. She likes when people in movies go to see movies. She cannot understand why the dime is worth more than the fatter, wider nickel. She needs a haircut. Her favorite singer is Blossom Deary, and her favorite bass is Upright. She spent the previous night dreaming of apples. She smokes Newport menthols from the carton her mother was smoking when she died the previous year. Eggs cuss and snap on the kitchen stove. The unofficial rule of St. Anthony of the Immaculate Heart is that Madeline is never allowed to sing again in church or at any assembly. Never, never a whole page of nevers. Even though she had nothing to do with what happened at the previous year's winter assembly, still, it is going to be a gold star day. She will suffer through Claire Kelly's singing in morning mass, the girl's nasal notes and plosive P's filling the church with godless noise, spritzing the first row of pews with every heretical T. But then, her class will be making caramel apples. Madeline has never had a caramel apple, and she wants to taste one more than she wants God's love. Claire, the sound Madeline's toilet makes when it's dry. Madeline is forever adding water to its basin when it wails from the purpose-specific can she keeps under the sink. Like a comet, a horrific afterthought, a roach darts down the wall. Its path follows indecipherable logic. Madeline screams in high C and crushes the cigarette. She pivots, rips a paper towel from a roll on her nightstand. The roach halts, teasing coordinates out of the air with its antennae. It senses her and is rendered paralyzed by options. Madeline closes her eyes, makes the sound of a train whistle on a prairie, and squeezes. Ninth Street Market roaches are full and round like tomatoes. This one leaves a mark on the wall, but most of it gets flushed down the toilet. She scrubs her hands, breathes in and out. Every day, more and more roaches. Every time she kills one, Madeline worries she's a bad person. Stop worrying, she instructs herself. It's time to sing.